about clever men and our violence. And it starts out with this young boy that wakes up on a desert floor. And all around him are the sights and the sounds of war. Soon he learned that the whole world was a desert. And in fact, the whole world was at war. Everyone frightened to their core. And so he trained and became a sniper, eventually climbing to the top, to the highest status, highest income brackets, highly skilled.
I was taught not to love the land.
Quiet kill.
Never trust the land. Live on a higher plane. You're above the land. Penthouse suite. Oversee. Don't need to understand. The man is dust. Man is of the land. Motherland I never touched. I had to run from it. Young began to see the only safety was gun in hand. I didn't get to plant seeds or feel the sands. They can seize where you stand. I had to leave it. Now I fear the ground. That's where bodies lay. That's where bones are found. You gotta own the ground. Who controls the ground? Sniper from a higher up elevation. Higher and firing power from a higher education. Higher up the corporate ladder, the higher your social station. Always training your sights. Ready, aiming a strike. Gotta stay on top. Hide your wealth, hide yourself. High in stealth. See those fighting below and try to help them, but... Land is dirty, hands is dirty, man is dirty. It's kill or be killed.
Have mercy. I get told that from school, and definitely you grow up and you're in the business world, and they tell you if you want to be successful, you got to step on people, you got to crush people, you got to destroy people.
I'm taught you always take the shot when you got it, and pay the cost from your pockets, and take the losses like a boss, and make the profits too. Trust no one, grow sums and hold guns, and I don't run, and I don't miss no one. No diss, but I'm focused, but my scope is from a crow. Low risk time, no strings, no close kin, stay close lit. And I leave no prints and no hints. And no doubt when I go out, I goes in and I'm ghosting. And ghosts when I... A sniper brought up to the height of the stakes. Told only the soul is sacred in any spot that's vacant you can take. And above all, no place is safe unless you're stationed above all and staying at space. Hovering over, I was taught everyone is a soldier. Life is a fight. Keep money and people tight in your holsters. Y'all's kill or be killed. Land is dirty, their hands is dirty, and man is dirty. That's all I ever learned. Have mercy.
Oli in basso camete su romano, dur che fai tu de se patria mea, triste commente con tui filomena, chissà srosa si addormita mansa. Se sa tutto snara chi si sulla Sardegna in setta calo ad essere scoperta con la sfida o l'imbazzo che mette su romano dur che fai tu de se patria me.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, Leora. We got him. We got a 20-minute, half-an-hour interview with Kurt Cobain. So, if you stick it out long enough, you'll get it. We snuck in on Monday afternoon into Nirvana's dressing room. We're kicked out. We waited later on that evening to get in with the CBC. We talked to him for a second. That didn't really work. We came back the next day to the Four Seasons Hotel, saw Dave the drummer. He said he'd put us on the list. He didn't. Then, by chance, we're sitting by a door. Who walks by? Courtney. takes us backstage, gives us backstage passes, and we're allowed to do an interview afterwards. It worked. If nothing else, the persistence paid off. Hallelujah. So, Leora, thanks. We got Cobain. And if Francis Farmer will have a revenge on Seattle, Mike Reno will have his revenge on Vancouver. Sorry for bugging you. Bye, Leora.
She makes a double life. She makes two from one and one. She makes a perfect system every day. She makes it work. She stands there in the doorway of her mother's house, looking at the grass and sky and at where they meet. Never once thinking thoughts like, it's so like a line, or the difference is so powerful, or which way shall I take to leave? My mind turns to my breath, one. My mind watches my breath, two. My mind turns and watches my breath. Three. My mind turns and faces my breath. Four. My mind faces my breath. Five. My mind studies my breath. Six. My mind sees every aspect of the beauty of my breath. Seven. My mind watches my breath soothing itself. Eight. My mind sees every part of my breath. Nine. My breath is not indifferent to itself. Ten. She never thinks of possibility, or of how probable it is that they have come together. Those thoughts never enter her mind, nor do thoughts of sports. She has no desire to improve her muscles. For her, piano playing is the only mystery. It's so beautiful, and how they do it, no one knows. She gets catalogs of every sort in the mail. Everything imaginable is pictured. She finds her way among the pictures without hesitation. She is not afraid of happiness. She is entirely without shame. The numbers are made of rubber or something like that. They stretch. They never lose their shape. They are ageless. They don't need repair. They need attention and respect. She thinks about two things that I know of. One is elevation, and that comes clothed in light, so to speak. She loathes the dark. she sleeps in life. She likes highness. 4,128 feet here. 4,218 feet there. And the body of the house itself. $14.28 here. $48.12 there. The other is proportions. Coincidence isn't a mystery to her. The margin is always wide enough. 42 or 40 with 20 is always 62 or 60. And I mean 42 with 20 can be 60 as well as 62. And the other way around. Just as 10 and 20 can be 32 or 30. Or 12 and 20 can be 30. She stands there in the doorway of her mother's house and thinks these thoughts. That $14.28 is more attractive than $14 because of the 28. No one likes or dislikes zeros. And that 42 or 40 is fixed in some way. She thinks about her father's age. She does the calculation one more time. She remembers 62. Thirty and some number is 62. And that number with 10 is 42. She remembers 42. Remembers is the wrong word. She dwells on 42. She turns and faces it. She watches. She studies it. It is the key. The mystery of the balances is there. The Masonic secret lies there. The church forbids its angels entry there. The gypsies camp there. Blood is exchanged there. Mothers weep there. It is night there. 30 and some number is 62. And that number with 10 is 42. That number translates now to then. That number is the answer in the way that numbers answer. That simple notion, a coincidence among coincidences, is all one needs to know. My mind turns to my breath. My mind watches my breath. My mind turns and watches my breath. My mind turns and faces my breath. My mind faces my breath. My mind studies my breath. My mind sees every aspect of the beauty of my breath. My mind watches my breath soothing itself. my mind sees every part of my breath. My breath is not indifferent to itself. She waked at 10. She remembers 10. She left the dark at 10. She waked in light. So 42, or 40, or 44 is fixed. 14.28 is more attractive than $14. It's just that way. The firmness of it is a consolation. Three men have loved her. One a decade on the average. Uncertainties are wrong. In this scene, there is one shot. Giordano Bruno comes to mind, whoever he is. She is in the doorway of her mother's house. She faces south. We see it two ways. First is the house behind her and the great northern constellations. She looks away from difference and discrepancy. Magnetic north, true north, the North Star path. It's too like the calculations. Except that 10 and 42 are fixed together. We are looking west. She is on the right edge of the shop. She is Earth. We are the sun. People are gathered in the backyard. This is the celebration of the changing of the light. They do it as often as they can in summer. They come to talk. They pass the time. They soothe their thoughts with lemonade. They say things like, she never had a stitch that she could call her own, poor thing. And Carl's still president over at the bank, ain't he? And now if I was doing it. And she didn't cook much, never really had the time, you know. And I wouldn't say that, not at all. They are the planets in this scheme of things. Giordano Bruno shot. The problem is the arc. The changing angle of the shot. It defies geometry. Drawings of a geocentric solar system, when we meet them in the books, make us avert our eyes. Heresy is heresy.
This is Andy.
And this is Jake.
From Weirdest Band in the World. And you're listening
to University of British Columbia Radio,
CITR
FM.
West. She is on the right edge of the shop. Across. Following the equator of the backyard to the west edge, looking east. Now she is on the left edge. At some point, midway, we face. Both looking at the center. The center is between us. Except that for the purpose of the shop, or in the interests of economy, she doesn't move. She is standing in the doorway of her mother's house. The doorway to the back porch. The backyard is the south. Behind her, the great northern constellation rises in the majesty of its architecture. Well, maybe that's a little too much. Let's just say that contradictions are behind her. And in the backyard, God, this set of circumstances that is indescribable with our geometry. A picnic of sorts. A celebration of the changing of the light. And we glide through that chaos, facing her, watching her, studying her. Not circling her, remember. Circling, but not circling her. She is circling. We are circling. Now she is on the left edge. Caught still in her accounting of those 3 decades silently. She is so beautiful. A pre-industrial equation. God, this is sentimental. This is the hour of the mystery of the barn swallows. One, where do they go in daytime? Two, do they never rest? Three, when you buy them in the store, made in China, on the end of strings, they do exactly what they do alive. Four, how is that possible? The idea of the changing center is not in anything we make. Our toys run down. On the other hand, of course, the Chinese are said to not take pictures. At least not of the outside. Six of one. 2 times 3 of 1. 5 plus 1 of 1. 9 minus 3 of 1. 6 of another. It would be perfect if, as we made the great curve through the heavens of the backyard, providentially or accidentally, depending on your point of view, each of the planets would move exactly in the path and at the speed and with the purpose of the expression of the other idea. Maybe that's too much to wish. Giordano Bruno. I think they burned him. He was too positive. Fight fire with fire. In this shot, he is wrong about the larger order, whatever that means. There's just the sun and earth and some center that they share. All other facts in this heaven. One has climbed a tree. Two are eating watermelon. One always says it's getting late. One succeeded at the plant. One works at the bank. The specialists. They are just straight lines seen wrong. Sundown, one, the time it disappears. Loman, two, the twilight, dusk. Crepuscle, the twilight, three, the half-light. Twilight, four, pale purplish blue to pale violet, lighter than dusk blue. Civil twilight, until the sun is up to 6 degrees below horizon. Enough light on clear days for ordinary occupations. Nautical twilight, until the sun is up to 12 degrees below horizon. Astronomical twilight, until the sun is 18 degrees down, more or less. Clair de lune, five, greener and paler than dusk. Dusk, six, redder and darker than clair de lune. Dear George, what's going on? I'm not the same person that I used to be.
CITR FM 101.9 Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Kind of high frequency sound that I haven't noticed before.
The noise. I think it's related to the conditions of film and a lot of it. These are quite old trailers, some of them are quite brittle. Normally you get a much sort of persistent sound. And there's a bit of shrinkage as well, I think. So it's a much harsher sound than it normally would be.
Right.
But you can probably tell the condition of the film. I know because I checked it beforehand, but just by listening to it, you know exactly what sort of condition the film is in. You can hear any damage in the joint. It's a very obvious thing.
iloisin piasointuja on etsitty.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bepi Crespin Presents Radio Show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Bepi Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
I'm leggy the leg. I stand up so well. I've got my pair of arms to wave about. Leggy the leg. Got my two arms to shake about. Oh yeah.
How dare you? You not cut out me and I. You've not to say around me. Oh baby, I'm not sure that you stand away in another place without me. How could it be? Oh me, how could it be? Oh Lydia, oh Lydia, oh, I love to just touch your hand. I'm leggy the leg. I stand up so well. I've got my pair of arms to wave about. I'm leggy the leg. I stand up so well. I've got my pair of arms to wave about. Leggy the leg. Got my two arms to shake about. Oh yeah.
Sorry, you're a woman to me. To put your body close to mine. I want to feel that I can satisfy you. I want to learn the things that I can do to make you feel that I love you.
Leggy the leg, I stand up so well. I've got my pair of arms to wave about. Leggy the leg, got my two arms to shake about. Oh yeah. We'll be right back.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR. CITR. Thank you. is Basil, and this is you are listening, CITR, listening, CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM. This is Daiso, and this is you are listening, CITR, listening, CITR 101.9 FM. 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
ፈጣሪ ኢትዮጵያንና ሕዝቦቿን አብዝቶ ይባርክ።